Ketus, all of them attain positions in the influential planets. From the remote of Vritika, Matrika, the wife of Parima, were born many learned scholars, and amongst them, Lord Brahma created the human species which are endowed with the attitude of self-examination. I just jumped.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you jumped.
Alright. Now who is hearing as I describe the descendants of Aditi? I think we should stop here.
Yes.
Om Jnana Virandasya Jnana Jarshalataya Chakshur Militan Jena Tasmai Sri Durve Namah Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sabitam Jena Bhutale Swaya Rupa Kadanakyam Dadati Svartantikam Vandenam Sri Guru Sri Tathapat Kamalo Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sadhijatam Saganaranatam Tam Tam Sujivam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Saganalalita Sri Vishalanitamsha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopikatanta Radhakanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhama Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Kri Vanchakamsatarubhyascha Kripasindhadevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vishnavibhyo Namo Namah Namah Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hare. So we heard the description of the progeny partially, but still there were many important personalities where we got. Daksha Prajapati is one of the Prajapati as Brahma's son, and Brahma was endowed with the proliferation of all the prajas. He is Pitamaha, Prajapita, Prajapita, original father, but that is body conception. But yet, there are so many personalities are coming, so many species of life are coming, so many different variegatedness of mentalities are appearing. Within the same family, demons can also arise and demigods are also arise. Ariyama has been given a very important place. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling, I am Ariyama. Ariyama is one of the demigods, but Krishna asserted that potency of Ariyama to him, that I am, Ariyama myself. So, when we see that the varieties of species of life as well as the entities and those who are in the category of demigods as well as demons are simultaneously produced. Primarily, the demigods are attributed to Aditi. And the daityas are attributed as the praja of Diti. But nonetheless, Kashyap Muni has many other wives. Previously, you must have heard about Kadru and Vanita. These are two wives which are particularly known to be the begetting mothers for the serpents, as well as Garuda. So you can see simultaneous, and that description is given in Mahabharata also, that when the churning of ocean was, going on, the demigods are on one side and demons are on one side. But at the same time, even within the side of demons, I'm sorry, the demigods, means the wives of Kashyap Muni, this Kadru and Vanita, both are loggerheads, Kashyap Muni's potency utilizes this particular characteristics, and these wives are specifically asking the benediction to beget according to those desires. What happened during the churning of ocean, Uchaishrava, a celestial horse was supposed to be emerging. As in every time, so they know it's a scheduled appearance in one after another. And so that particular morning, Uchaishrava was supposed to come. But previous day, Kadru, knowing that Vanita is very much glorified because of her good characters, and she's always preferred by Kashyap Muni. Let me try to, make other way around. So, Kadru came to Vanita previous night and said, Vanita, I have a wonderful idea, let's bet. According to the Shastra, Uchaishrava is spotless white horse, all right, like a unicorn. So, but Kadru said, in this millennium, he will not be white. He will be having some black spots, somewhere, at least towards the rear end. And Vanita was very confident that Shastra cannot be wrong. He says, no way. So in this way, both were arguing and they ended up betting. What was the bet? Kadru said, Vanita, if you get loose, if you lose the bet, then you will become my maid servant for entire millennium. If I lose, I will become your maid servant. So she has conception previous right in her consciousness, and she approaches, Kadru approaches first, said to Kashyap Muni, my dear Lord, can you do me a favor? I want to you to fulfill my desire right away. And demoniac mentality can manifest in no time. So those conception is, as you conceive, it should manifest. This conception was also like Chintamani. You think and it will. But the medium was Kashyap Muni and said, my dear Lord, you are so powerful, you can do anything. So Kadru asked, I need my progeny to be long body, black in color, and they should be powerful. And I want hundreds of them. And Kashyapu said, Tathastu. And overnight she begot serpents. Right? Because the conception was preloaded. Right? And she became instrument to be mother of the serpent. But she ordered all her children, go as soon as Ucheshava comes out, go and stick to his tail. You know? So they were obedient and soon there. But similarly, Vanita also went to Kashyap Muni after Kadru. Said, my dear Lord, you are always meditating on Supreme Personality of Godhead. I want a son who can be, you know, your servant, a devotee. But I want him to fly in the sky. You know, and I want him to chastise those who are envious. And Kashyap Muni fulfilled her desire. She begot Garudji. So Garud's name is Vaineteya, means of Vanita. Because a devotee doesn't harbor any enviousness. She wants only something that conceives of devotion, pertaining to devotion. She doesn't have any other thought. Alright? But those who are crafty, they can send venomous nature everywhere. They spread out. So, this is how Vanita lost the debt. When Ucheshava came out, and from far away, you know, Kadru came up, Vanita, Vanita, I won the bet. Look at that, I was telling you it's correct. And Vanita accepted it. So, okay, I'm your maidservant for the whole millennium. But no, something went wrong. Guruji found out. He started picking all the snakes and they ran here and there. They said Kaliye was also there as one of the sons of Kadru. Except Vasuki. Vasuki was born with some similar conception but in the service of Lord ultimately. You know. Vasuki maybe told as one of the expansions of Anantadeva. So he was in devotional. And therefore, Kadru's progeny is and started fleeing anywhere and everywhere. And Kali left that place, fearing Garuda, and came to Yamuna. Alright? So seemingly, if the churning is going on, that ocean, and where Kadru and Vanita might be staying, should be one of the islands in Fiji, nowhere else. So it's called Ramanakadvip. Very beautiful. So the idea is somehow or another we have to understand that both the natures, according to the conception of the mother, progeny will come. According to the conception. But conception, physical conception is there, but prior to physical conception, mental conception is more important. Manasaputra. All of us have capacity to conceive even through the mind. even through the mind. Whatever the heart's desire is, whether it is in favor of devotional service or not, you know, they arise and take place in the mind. So you contemplate. You contemplate on it. And you make them appear also in front of you. When we see, when the demon-like desires appear in our heart, then we fan them and they make us act in such a way that is not for benefit of anybody, including oneself. In this way, the demoniac nature is kshayaya jagata ahitaya. Kshaya means always destroying and not doing any welfare to the whole world. Not beneficial. But because it was conceived in the mind, that becomes manifestation externally. How does a rakshas come into an activity that we may visualize? The rakshasas are really rakshasas. And rakshasa vritti is there. It is situated within our own self as in the seed form. Seed of devotion is also there. Seed of ignorance is also there. So, this is how different daughters of Daksha, Prajapati, were married to different rishis, powerful rishis, and they can vent anybody's desire to beget that kind of progeny. So we read that some gave birth to the animals, plants, and ferocious animals also, right? So, the underlying principle is the very beginning when Brahma started the creation, secondary creation called Visarga, he utilized mental conception. Mental conception. Mental conception created Chatushkumar in the very first attempt. And they were powerful. They were very powerful. Because Brahma's remembrance was immediately, you know, remained in connection with the Supreme, but because he prayed for and he got it from Lord Vishnu, the potency to create. He had to pray for, he had to beg. But at the same time, along with the begging, the obligation was also coming behind. And seeing this, that because he begged the energy, obligation was there. So that conception that, well, I don't want to be obliged. The very first desire is that I don't want to be obliged. That's how the four impersonalists, Chatushkumar, were, came out as Manasaputra, the conception, you know. Yet they had to learn the lesson to be obedient to the Father. Even though Chatushkumar was so liberated, they defy the order of becoming defy the order. So right from the very beginning, we can understand that conception is very risky. Very risky. Whether it will fulfill that obligation or not, we have to cross the finger. That's why the training is necessary, that and it becomes mandatory for all the parents to teach Krishna consciousness right from the inception. Krishna consciousness is the main thing in 16 sanskars, starting from Garbhadhan sanskar. What is your mental conception? How is your mental status while having the activity leading to create a project? Right from the beginning. And today everybody is not thinking that way. Most of them are completely forgetful, even within devotees. But when we study this, study the character, what is this fun kolam producing mentally conceived children? Saptarshi is there. Brahma was very careful after that, when four kumars denied to become Prajapatis. As a result, anger came out. So, in any activity, when the modes are involved, then it is going to become very troublesome. Dhyayato vishayanspunsa. Vishayanspunsa means when, in the mode of passion, when we contemplate on the objects of sense gratification, called vishayanspunsa. Sangasteshu vijayate, we want to associate immediately with it, wherever the source of that mode of passion is going to be satisfied. Sangat sanjahayate kama. That sangha for such association in the mode of passion will produce lust immediately. Kama krodho vijayate. When that is not fulfilled, when the conceptions, idea are not fulfilled, anger will be there. Brahma wanted to conceive even such a personality who would become Prajapati, but when they denied, why the first progeny has to deny? Because Brahma just came from begging the energy, and he did not have any idea, But when the second thought was there, that they are denying their father, to deny the father's order is a big, what you call an offense. Brahma took it as an offense. But that was what we call an offense, is a risk in the beginning process. It is troublesome. Everything follows, one after another. So, people want to avoid responsibilities and directly coming under conflict. How much they can escape? They have to pay heavy duty if they want to escape. If one is engaged in sense gratification more and more without thinking of any future consequences, his death is coming so fast that he doesn't realize. First of all, the potencies will be lost. Forget the conception. He doesn't have any idea of conception, but the potency is lost. Potency in the semen is lost, intelligence is lost, every kind of potency that was endowed by the Lord is completely lost. So, in this particular case, about Prabhupada talking about Mundur was cursed. But in Prajapati, Brahma, and similarly he lost some part of his stage, but then he regained also partially. That was the compromise. But nonetheless, the situation behind it was Daksha thought in the terms of favor and disfavor. Because Moon was very much attached to Rohini. Actually, Rohini is nakshatra and constellation. But the constellations are also held, they are called the residences of such personalities. The daughters of nakshatras are daughters of Daksha Prajapati. Maybe in a cluster, form means group of daughters. So, Rohini Nakshatra. So similarly, others are also named when we read. But here in this incident, you know, Moon was attached with Rohini. And he neglected the other wives. Means the other nakshatras were not much prominent. If you see the situation of Moon, Rohini, the stars within the Rohini are nearby, you know, but others are far away. So Moon neglected them. Only Rohini was nearby, so that's called attachment to Rohini. Therefore, Daksha cursed that he will not have much of his stage. So, because Daksha was attached to all the daughters, and if some are not favored, only one is favored, that's forget. A Prajapati thinks only in terms of his ability and his progeny's ability to further the population. There is no other agenda. There is no other agenda in the mind of Prajapati. Of course, they derive their strength through yajna, that is the Vishnu service. So, they are demigods, they are performing in favor. It's a reminder that we are doing for the pleasure of the Lord, because the first and foremost obligation for Brahma was to give appropriate bodies in three modes of material nature. So the sleeping soul during the devastation, now on the onset of creation, they must be placed where they were in the previous years. So they can start again, get an opportunity to evolve from this cycle of birth and death. Otherwise, without cultivating proper consciousness, everyone comes and goes uselessly. Bhutva, bhutva praliyate. By manifesting and again dying without any purpose, that is a burden itself on the earth. It is said that if a person dies without knowing his own self and reality, he lived a life of uselessness. Simply useless, waste of time. A Krishna conscious devotee doesn't want to waste the time. He cultivates his consciousness.